I followed recruiting for a long time, but I don't think I've ever seen anything like this.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Really cool recruiting note, I guess you would call it, from yesterday. I followed recruiting for a long time, and I've never seen players do this before. So we're going to talk about that, what that means, and it's kind of like an overall message of buy-in to that Golish has been preaching. Kevin Overton announces his staying. Jovich announced his intentions to go into the portal. All the Auburn portal madness and just the portal madness overall. Holy cow. The portal opened yesterday for hoops, and it did not disappoint. We'll talk about all that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Give Ford a call today at 1-888-814-0304. And get a complimentary portfolio analysis, Social Security maximization report, and a financial plan all the way to your 95th birthday, a $2,800 value at no cost, just for being a Barn member, listener, viewer, whatever you want to call it. Make sure your money doesn't go to Alabama. Do business with Auburn people. We're starting to make that a thing. Start the movement. Do business with Auburn people. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth. So yesterday, Auburn put out a ton of new graphics. I guess they're signaling, you know, their theme for 2027 is the restock. And you know, you got the 27 is kind of worked into that word restock. And a lot of clips, a lot of graphics, a lot of stuff went out yesterday. And I'm going to be honest, I like to consider myself a student of the football recruiting calendar, but I don't really know what the significance of yesterday was. there's a visit period, like there's an open period coming where coaches can go on to high school campuses. I think it's called an evaluation period. Yeah, it's called actually a contact period. It starts on April 15th. So currently we're in a quiet period through April 14th, which means kids can come to visit. That's why every single practice that we attend, it's like a recruiting event. There's dudes here every single day. So coaches can't actually go start evaluating on campus until April 15th. So obviously yesterday was April 7th. So I don't really know exactly what the significance was. Regardless, doesn't matter. They sent out a bunch of graphics, a bunch of videos, and something I've never seen before happened, and I think it's really cool. So I've never seen current players get as involved in recruiting out in the open on social media as I did yesterday with Auburn. I'm going to share a few screenshots. Y'all have to bear with me if you're listening on audio. I'll kind of explain it. But this was the video that one of the videos that was released, and right underneath it, you got Byron Brown commenting and tagging Will Mitzel, you know, the number one quarterback target that Auburn's looking to bring in, you know, their top dog. So you got Byron Brown, you know, trying to get Will Mitzel fired up. You go a little bit deeper, you got Blake Woodby retweeting the same video and tagging Sincere Gaylord, who's one of the top defensive back targets that Auburn's after, and Nash Johnson, who may be Auburn's number one target, who's, I think, currently committed to Alabama. And it doesn't stop there. You also have Rayshon Pleasant getting into the action here, tagging Nash Johnson in this video. I don't know why you haven't seen current players get super involved. Like, I'm sure there's been guys that create relationships, and like there's friendships that happen throughout recruiting. But as far as being a part of the quote unquote campaign, I've never noticed that before. If I have missed it, please feel free to correct me. But I feel like a lot of people that I've talked to about it have said a lot of the same thing. So here's the cool thing about two of those. Okay. Byron Brown is not going to be here next year. So he's not even going to get to play with Will Mensel. Rayshon Pleasant is not going to be here next year. So he's not even going to get to play with Nash Johnson. So again, it just kind of, I guess, reemphasizes the buy-in that these guys seem to have and believing in this staff enough to want to get involved on the recruiting trail and help teams in the future. I think that's really cool. I can't pinpoint that ever being a thing like in the past. So you got those two guys graduating. You got Blake Woodby, who is retweeting two guys that he's going to be competing with next year. When you talk about attention to detail, when you talk about looking at the little things that matter, how welcoming is that to recruit? Like, I know a lot of the guys now, you're looking at it like, this is competition, somebody coming to take my job. You know, I may turn my nose up at a freshman. Like, I don't want to waste my time. What do I get out of that? Is there an NIL attached to this? Is there an incentive? Do I get paid for this? Like, what's in it for me? In a world where that's the number one motto, what's in it for me, basically. That's what college sports has become, which I'm fine with, not attacking anybody about it, but that is the message across college football. My God, we're going to talk about the portal in just a second for basketball, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. In a world of what's in it for me, like, it's really cool to see these guys getting involved when they get literally nothing out of it. Two of those guys aren't even goalish guys. It's not that surprising to see Byron Brown get involved. Hey, that's goalish's dude. He's been with him for 3 or 4 years. He followed him to Auburn. Like, I know he loves the guy. He wishes him the best and all this kind of stuff. Those other two aren't attached to goalish. Now, you could argue, you know, maybe they're doing it for Durkin. They love Durkin, and maybe they're doing it for that guy. But, I mean, ultimately, it still points back to the head coach. They weren't doing it for Durkin last year and the year before last. I think this is super cool. I think it's super significant, too, when you're talking about buy-in, when you're talking about dudes that believe in the guy at the top. Two of those guys are probably going to be – all three of those guys are going to play. Two of those guys, in particular one, obviously Byron Brown is going to be leading the team. Rayshon Pleasant's got a really good chance to be your number two corner. In other words, like, those guys aren't being leveraged to do it. So you can't say, oh, well, they're being asked to do it or they may not be able to play, kind of thing. Like, it could be like maybe they're holding it over their head, forcing them to do it. That's clearly not the case. I just think they voluntarily want to help. I've never seen that before. I've never seen that before anywhere. I've never really seen guys get super involved like that outside of being a host on a visit, which that's been done for 100 years. Be part of like the marketing campaign. I just think that's really cool. Let me know what y'all think about it. Is it significant or is it just interesting? Is it important or is it just interesting? I think it's pretty cool. We're going to talk about Auburn getting some bad news and some great news yesterday, all in one. We'll jump into that in just a second in regards to Hoots. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care. where car care meets hospitality. It ain't about the first visit. It's about the 10th. They want to create the relationship. So it's not a one-hitter quitter. It's multiple. It's a relationship. You keep coming back. You trust. You communicate. It's a whole new way to look at auto care. I know you get the hives like me sometimes when you hear something going on with your car. You got to take it in. You don't know anything about vehicles. You feel like you're going to get just completely abused. This is a place you can go and feel comfortable. And that's literally their model. So show them some love. It's in off Pepperell Parkway in Opelika in the corner of Veterans. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then if you need a good real estate in the Auburn, Opelika area, hit me up. It's KyleRush@KW.com. Whether you want to buy, build, or sell, hit me up. And then do business with Auburn people. BuyAuburn.com. If you want to say you're part of the Auburn family, be a part of the Auburn family. We're building a professional network of Auburn-owned businesses, and we want to connect those businesses with Auburn fans. Go to buyauburn.com. Check it out today. We'll be back right after this. So Auburn got bad news first. The bad news came first. And then Auburn got some really good news. And some, I kind of wonder if the bad news influenced the good news as far as like time frame a little bit, if you understand what I'm saying. So, because I think the Jovich stuff was kind of a surprise. I think for all intents and purposes, Auburn had him banked as coming back, being part of next year's team, like no questions asked. And then all of a sudden yesterday it breaks that he announces his intentions to enter the portal. I don't know that the paperwork's been filed. I don't know if it's official, if he is 100% in the portal yet. But regardless, it was put out there, which I assume by his agent, that he's announced his intentions to go into the portal. Ultimately, I don't want to say I think what they're going to find out is that when you weigh out all the pros and cons of leaving versus what's out there in the market, and then just the continuity for his career to come back, I think ultimately wins out. So I don't think that one's necessarily over. I think everybody's kind of shocked. I don't think anything's personal. I think cooler heads will probably prevail here, and hopefully he'll be a Tiger still. So, but that was kind of a shock. And then I think I could be wrong here, but I think probably the time frame of Overton's announcement was probably accelerated a little bit because of that, which is smart. Hey, get some, if you got bad news out there, let's get some good news as quick as possible. Auburn announces that Kevin Overton is coming back. He put out a video in the same tweet. And that was something Auburn sorely needed. If you polled Auburn fans and you talked about one guy you wanted to bring back from this past year's team, I think about 9 out of 10 people would have picked Kevin Overton. And it's not recency bias. It's not just because he hit the big shot to send it to overtime in the NIT championship, the oldest college basketball tournament out there. It's not because he shot 53% in the tournament. It's not, people were saying it before. He's a leader. He'll be a senior. Played a lot of college basketball, and he got better throughout the course of the year. His shooting got better. He became a threat from three, ended up for the season shooting 41% from three. Give me some. When you struggle shooting, when you don't feel like you have that three-point threat outside of Kevin Overton, you sure as hell don't want to lose Kevin Overton. You know what I'm saying? If with all the three-point struggles that Auburn had, he was the bright side, and you can't lose him. So Auburn does what they have to do to rein him in. Again, 86% from the free throw line. I already said 41% from three. Averaged 14 points a game. Averaged almost 20 points a game in that NIT run. She was incredible from three. Had a game where he was 5 for 5. I think the last game he was, 5 for 7, something like that. Hit the big one at the buzzer. Hit the big one to go to overtime. Hit one from the what would have been the logo from almost half court in overtime. Like, did a lot of great things, and you get him coming back. So, great, great stuff there, and it's only just begun. It's only just begun with the portal. The basketball portal is going to be just insane. Like, I think there's over 2,000 players or something like that that I saw already in the portal day one. The numbers that are being thrown around are absolutely insane. And it feels fake. It feels like this was almost collusion. Like, it's all these agents. Jovic's agent in particular, apparently he has multiple of his players going into the portal. It's like all of the agents. And there's guys that like are going to the portal that don't even make a ton of sense. Guys that played last year. You know, guys that played a bunch. Going into guys that were really productive at their school. Guys that were really productive at their school that had a lot of success at their school. Like, I mean, I think about Aiden Sherrill from Alabama going into the portal. He was a big man. They had to go out and, you know, they were so short as far as big men, they had to go bring a pro in to come play a couple of games. He played a bunch in the portal. Like, you can go down the list of guys that were really successful. And, you know, if you think about all the reasons why you go into the portal, why? Hey, playing time. There's dudes that played a ton. Take a step up in competition. There are guys leaving teams that were in the tournament. Getting paid more. There are guys that made gigantic checks year one at their current location. It's almost like it was a coordinated effort by all the agents. Look, if we put everybody in, it's going to create a frenzy. I mean, that's literally what it feels like. I'm honestly shocked, like, everybody on Auburn's team's not already in the portal. Tennessee has a ton of guys in the portal. I know this is women's basketball, but there's a couple of women's teams where it's like they literally have no players. They all went into the transfer portal. Basketball is insane. This is going to be a wild, we're one day into it, so you got 14 days of this left. You're hoping to hear some more good news. I don't care what, I don't want to say I don't believe him, but I know how emotions are, and when you're put on the spot, I really hope that Elijah Freeman was serious, but about his, you know, I'm locked in. Locked in comment after the NIT, but what, you know, there's not been an official announcement that he's coming back, so I would assume that one is still kind of up in the air. You get those three back, and you know, if you could get Overton, if you could get Freeman, if you could get Jovic back, you know, if you could get Sway back, if you could get Tahad back, you got that's a pretty good five right there, man. You already got your big French guy. Just go get a couple more pieces. That's a pretty solid little roster right there. I have no idea what to expect, though. After yesterday, I mean, Bryson Tiller going in the portal from Kansas, Flory Badinga going in the portal. I mean, all these dudes that are really, really good players, all these guys just continuing to jump in is just blowing my mind. So the good news is it gives Auburn a lot of options to sort of sift through. Okay. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of those guys in that top tier, if you really wanted to go pick out and just go get somebody that you feel like is a proven commodity, there'll be a lot of those to pick from. And then there's going to be a ton of guys. There's going to be a ton of Kevin Overtons to go find. Auburn got a steal with Kevin Overton in the portal last year. There is going to be an almost infinite amount of those. You just got to find them. And that's why you hire your GM, you get him in here early so he can go ahead and start working on that. Let's see if Auburn can go pick out some, go find them three more Kevin Overtons. How about that? You go find three more Kevin Overtons across a couple of positions, you're cooking with something. So let's see what happens. Buckle up. It's going to be wild. The fate of the season is going to play out in 14 days. That is insane to think about. Guys, I really appreciate it. Let me know what you think about the recruiting note. Have you ever seen players get involved like this before? I haven't. If I've missed it, please point it out. Call me out. And let us know. Drop a comment how fired up you are that Kevin Overton is staying. Appreciate it, dudes, gals, guys, all that stuff. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Todd Budden Podcast by Auburn. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.